It is 8:09 at WCCO. We've just talked about Halloween here a little earlier, and we got two guys in here that want to talk a little bit more about it, which is something cool they're doing on the travel show. I've been aware of this for a while, and a couple of local guys that are going to be seen nationwide. Dakota and Tanner, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Got the Wiseman boys in here. So, what, Tanner, what in the heck are you up to since I last saw you play football over at Augsburg?
Well, I mean, Dakota has created this amazing opportunity to for this show. We did a documentary about 4 years ago called Trail to Terror. We're able to go to five of the most scary locations in America night after night after night. And Dakota has created this amazing, amazing idea, and it's been now turned into a TV show where we up the stakes.
So, Dakota, how did it happen? How did you end up getting the Travel Channel to say, yeah, let's try this?
I mean, honestly, luck, a lot of luck, but we put a lot of effort into this documentary. It was a passion project, and I think it showed in the Travel Channel. It got in their lap, and they loved the concept enough, and, yeah, we developed it into a show.
So tell me about the first documentary to Trail of Terror. Now, take us through what happens in the the documentary.
So I'll take this whole thing. It's long story short. Me and Tanner, my sister Chelsea, we've loved urban exploring and abandoned haunted buildings, and
you loved that from the start.
That was like our high school hobby. That was
really,
like, we loved to do that. It was just our natural like adrenaline rush.
Where does your sister rank in the age order on this deal?
She's older than me, actually. She's just by about a month.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. I'm 23, and she's
27, I'm 26.
Yeah, and so the idea for Trail to Terror was I wanted to do a road trip, spend the night at five of the most haunted abandoned locations in America, five nights in a row, every night's a new location, and Tanner and Chelsea have no idea where we go.
Which was so difficult. I mean, the adrenaline is just pumping. I mean, just knowing about the locations, and was tough.
To make things worse, we would sleep alone every single night after about 6-7 hours inside of these buildings.
Oh, yeah.
Sleep in different rooms or?
Different rooms.
Well, some of these locations that we went to had multiple buildings, so sometimes we're separated by buildings.
Oh, my.
We're over like 100 yards away from each other.
And that
when
was
you
it.
Say sleep, do you sleep?
Oh, no.
I mean, I probably had on this shoot, on this 10-stop Destination Fear trip, I probably had about 2 hours total
of
sleeping of probably the 25-30 hours trying to sleep.
Yeah.
It was so bad.
Where did the interest in paranormal come from?
I mean, for me, like, we had a house growing up, and my parents believed it was haunted. When I was about 8-9 years old, we actually got it blessed. And just from an early age, that spiked my interest.
Sure.
And then that's why we started urban exploring, and, like, it just turned into this. And I feel like a lot of people have a common interest with
that. Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you hear
they
like
just want you to do it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You hear like a local ghost story, or you hear that, you know, some place that is kind of creepy is abandoned and you're able to go into it. I mean, that gave us the rush to, you know, try to take on that challenge.
Are you scared when you go in or
not?
Always.
Totally. I still need my light on in my room. It's so bad.
And so is everything done?
Everything's done. Mm-hmm. It's premieres next Saturday and
October 26th at 9 Central.
What are you going to do on the premiere night?
Funny story, we don't actually have cable, and so we're going to rent a hotel.
Yeah.
We live in Vegas, so we're going to get a nice hotel there for the night and just celebrate with we were inviting some of the crew down.
Yeah. We're going to have about around 12 of us out there, so it's going to be a blast.
Yeah.
Okay, now how do your parents react, your elders react, when you say, yeah, we're going to move to Vegas and we're going to try to see if we can get a show on the Travel Channel? I mean, as a parent, I'm going, wait a minute, now, maybe something a little more solid than that.
That was a little over a year ago we made the move to Vegas.
Uh-huh.
And they all thought we were crazy. They're like, what are you guys going to do? You have no plan. We're like, we're going to do film. We're doing it. Within 7 months, we got the show.
And wow.
Yeah.
It was like, I mean, part of it was just hard work. Like, we like to work really hard and... like, it's just been a passion thing this whole time.
Hard work and amazing timing.
Yeah.
I don't want to blow the show, but can you tell us anything that might have happened? Did you see paranormal activity?
Yeah.
The first Mountain State Penitentiary in Tennessee.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm. And we thought we were going to have an easy night, first night of 10, and it was not easy. And one of us ended up actually crying on the first night. Mm-hmm. And it was tough. It was like we had a lot more encounters than we thought we would.
Yeah, definitely set the bar up really high and was really hard to hurdle over all the rest of them. I mean, it set up a really hard night one, and then you get done with it, and you know that you have 9 left to go.
Man. Mm-hmm. But you guys still did it, though.
Yeah, we almost did it. You'll see. About the halfway mark in the season, it gets interesting, because every episode picks up where the last left off.
Wow.
And so you'll see character change from episode 1 to 10. Like, we're happy to dark. It's really interesting.
Yeah, you really watch everyone kind of just go, oh, my gosh, this is getting really, really real. And now this is getting to be a really hard challenge.
Do the videos capture things that we have not seen before?
We did capture several things that I think people are going to find fascinating. And we always try to get to the bottom of it. We never actually once say, this is a ghost, see?
Right.
But, like, we caught a door moving and opening, and that's something no one knows yet.
No one knows yet. That's breaking news.
That's brand new.
Breaking news. Let me get the news sounder on this deal.
And but this first location, we had some we whipped out some equipment that a lot of paranormal investigators like to use, and we tried to put stuff to the test. And we had an encounter on the first location that I think people are going to find pretty fascinating. And the whole season, it's just interesting.
What are you doing now? Just kind of wait and watch the show yourselves, or are you off to another project?
Well, I mean, I'm editing.
Dakota's editing everything, which is crazy.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah.
No kidding. Oh,
yeah.
This is hands-on, man.
Yeah, I mean, the whole show is a passion project. Everyone who's involved in the show, seven people are from Lakeville, Minnesota, are friends who we grew up filming with. Mm. And it didn't feel like a show the whole time. We were filming on the road. It just felt like we were shooting YouTube videos.
You know, yeah, exactly. Just on a road trip with all your friends, and then you just happened to film it all.
Where'd you learn the editing skills?
YouTube.
Yep.
Really?
I never went to school. I mean, I feel like today, people, if you want to learn anything, just Google it.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, I can tell you with my screen door yesterday that was going on. Well, this is pretty exciting for you guys, exciting for the family. So is everybody on board now in the family? Once they said, why are you guys going to Vegas? Now they're going, you know, not a bad choice.
I mean, well, there was a little proof in the pudding now that, you know, we were able to get this opportunity to have a show. Mm-hmm. So the parents, I think, were like, oh, okay, this makes a lot of sense. You guys are doing, you're on the right path. Keep going. Keep working hard. Don't stop now.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things you can take your eye off the prize in Vegas. You're able to avoid all of that stuff.
I mean, luckily, our lifestyle is editing, writing, inside. Like, we don't know we live in Vegas.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you couldn't really tell if we lived in Vegas because we don't really go out. We like being at the house. We like spitballing back ideas back and forth. So.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only homebodies.
Yeah. But you aren't in Lakeville anymore.
No,
we are definitely not in Lakeville. That's
well, I can't wait to see it. Okay, again, it'll premiere on?
Travel Channel, 9 Central.
Mm. October 26th.
Yep, Saturday night.
Man, oh, man.
What are days away.
Are the Travel Channel people good to you and taking care of you?
They're awesome. I mean, it's such a great network, and we're just so lucky to be with them.
Honestly, I couldn't ask for anything else. They've been so nice to us. They've been gracious. It's been great.
I'm glad you survived the penitentiary and everything else
so far.
That's
wait till the sanitariums and the asylums. It gets a lot scarier.
I can't wait to see it, but I'm not going to watch it by myself, and the light will be on. So.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, Tanner. Thanks, Dakota. Greet your sister. Congratulations. Can't wait to see this, and best of luck. It's just probably just the beginning of what should be a really great career.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
How about that? The Wiseman boys here from Lakeville on WCCO, the Travel Channel, Destination Fear. Don't miss it. It's cool stuff, especially around Halloween. It is 8:17. Dave Lee here, 45 now. Cloudy skies. Southeast winds are brisk today at 18.